This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Whoa! Congratulations, Australia! I do.
I do.
Yes,
you
will
do.
You marry me, Fee?
I will marry you.
Oh!
But I reckon you probably want
to
marry
somebody
else.
Can you believe how exciting it is? This is the escape hour.
It is the escape hour.
On Joy 94.9.
And I know you've got a lovely boyfriend you'd rather marry than me, but thanks for asking.
That's okay. I think everyone should be asked to marry once in their life. And now that it's almost legal here in Australia, it's passed the Senate, passed the House.
It is technically legal.
And now, if you've got to go and register, you can be married around about the 9th of January.
Look, my Facebook posts have been certainly filled with a few. In fact, Pete Dillon, former host.
Oh, isn't he gorgeous?
Yeah, former host of the Cravings, yeah. And a well-known fan of Joy and a Joy supporter and a podcaster and a announcer for many years, has announced on Facebook today that he and Nathan are going to walk down the aisle. Congratulations,
that
Pete.
That is so good.
We are very thrilled to hear that.
We'll see him. We'll see. They're filling out the paperwork today and they'll be married ASAP, which is great news.
Yep, as of the 9th of January.
Well, my name's Russ Masterson. This is The Escape Hour. I'm here with Fiona Brook today. Our cohort, Tad Lombardo, is in China.
Oh, yes. Gallivanting around.
In Beijing, in China, doing what you do there, the Great Wall, the Imperial Palace, the Summer Palace. You name it, you do it. So he's obviously having a fantastic time. Fiona.
Yes.
This is Joy 94.9. Mm-hmm. This is the escape hour. We can now legally get married. Mm-hmm. Where are you going to go for your honeymoon?
Well, there's so many places to choose. I have to tell you, the other day somebody asked me, where would I get married? I would get married in a forest.
How wonderful.
I love the idea of being married in a forest.
Would you have dandelions in your hair and a moo-moo on?
I might go the moo-moo, but I might skip the dandelions.
Okay.
With hair enough. Like mine, it's quite hard to keep flowers in it.
That's right. You've got curly locks, don't
curly
you?
Curly locks. Yeah. But where would I go for my honeymoon? Well, there's so many choices of so many places I want to go. I mean, right now I am thinking about Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Georgia, not in the United States, but Georgia in above Turkey.
But part of Asia?
Is it part of Asia or is it formerly part of Russia?
I think it's part of Asia from memory.
Is it?
Yeah, it's one of the... Yeah, it could be part of Europe. I'm not overly clear there. I'm pretty sure it's part of Asia, though.
I got to say that for somewhere I want to go, I clearly know not much about it except for that's where there is a lot of wine. It's well known for its wine. 18 varieties of red wine.
Well, there you go. That's a great place to get married. I've got the, you know, top 10, I guess, places that I would consider fabulous for a honeymoon, okay?
Okay, yes.
So in the United States, there's a place called the Jules Underwater Lodge. So this is more about the where you're going to do the deed on that first night after you've done the wedding, you've had the reception, and you're going to go and pop your cherry, okay? Mm. So the first one is Jules Underwater Lodge in America. So it's actually a room that is underwater. Mm. So you're completely surrounded by water in this
Sounds
glass
very
room.
Sounds Bond.
So it's, oh, James Bond, very,
Bond,
very much
indeed.
So. The second one is the Ice Hotel in Sweden. So you're completely encaged in this ice room, which looks kind of groovy.
That sounds fun. You could dress up in lots of faux fur or real fur if you wish.
That's right.
And you know, channel Björk.
And do it like Eskimos do, I guess. Mm. You know, you
rub your noses.
Well, you could probably get married in Björk's swan outfit, couldn't you?
You could, although I don't think it'd be very warm. But yes, I think you could you could definitely do some beautiful sort of Russian outfits.
Right. Bit of a gold finger, as they say. So from here, you could also go to, in Peru, they've got a fantastic place called the Sky Lodge Adventure Hotel. Mm. And so this is where the room is just a glass capsule and it's 1,200 feet in the air. And it just hangs over the side of a mountain.
Okay, that sounds divine.
So you'd really want to make sure that one's secure, I would say. What about Hammerfest in Norway? Hammerfest in Norway, the sun doesn't go down for 76 days of the year. It's just daylight the whole time.
That would be tiring.
Yeah, so if you like the great outdoors and, you know, you're into a lot of sunlight, you like to look at each other, well, then Hammerfest in Norway can be the way to go. In Australia, well, we've got what's called the Peace Island. Have you heard of the Peace Island?
Never heard of it.
Well, Peace Island is this gorgeous little heart-shaped island off the Queensland coast, and you can rent that and have your private little honeymoon on the Peace Island. And it's
that
in the
sounds
shape
pretty
of a heart.
Luxurious.
Sounds gorgeous, doesn't it?
I was actually talking to someone the other day about Hamilton Island, and she is a wedding planner on Hamilton Island. Can you imagine what that would be like?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I'd love to be
that'd
a wedding planner.
That'd be really fun.
I think that'd be a great job. Mm. In Kenya, you can get married and you can have go to the Giraffe Manor. So you have in the Giraffe Manor, you will sit down and have dinner and giraffes will poke their heads through the door and look at you. Or in your little honeymoon boudoir, they'll poke their heads in the door and watch you doing what only comes naturally.
Is that right? What do they do with their long tongues? Do they try and steal your
lots
food
of
off
licking.
Your plate?
Lots of licking, apparently. So, and the last one is the Null Stern Hotel in Switzerland, which sounds absolutely fabulous. This is set in a mountain area and there are no walls, nothing. There's a bed in the middle of the Swiss Alps and you're driven up there and you plonk there and that's it. Okay,
clearly,
so if you
only,
like the great outdoors, it's definitely the place to go.
Only times of the year, because Switzerland, I do believe, does get a little cold.
Yeah. Well, it can get a little bit chilly in the Swiss Alps, absolutely. Mm. So there are lots of places that you could go for your honeymoon. There's castles, palaces, aquariums, zoos, botanical gardens, glaciers, theme parks, theatres, tree houses, boats, underwater sky. You could.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.